Happy to have your Bibles with you. Hope that everyone does. If you need one, slip up your hand and usher will get you one. Your Bible up here, one over there. Open your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 24. Jeremiah 24. You know, it's kind of interesting. I was sitting in my office the other week at my house, and I was studying and praying and looking at the Word, and I have an iPhone, and I have a little pad my iPhone sets on, so I listen to music through my iPhone in my office because I have a bigger variety than having the CDs, and so I was listening to music, and I saw 24/7 worship came up on the screen of the phone when it was playing this album. It was 24/7, and that's where I got this message, Jeremiah 24/7 heart. Amen. And as I opened the book of Jeremiah, and I was looking in chapter 24, Jeremiah was given a vision. And in this vision, there was two baskets that were in front of the temple. And in one basket, there was figs, and the figs were really good figs. They were good to eat. And the other basket was filled with figs that were really nasty. They were unedible. And the Lord asked Jeremiah what he saw, and Jeremiah responded with that. And the Lord told Jeremiah that the good figs was a representation of the children of Israel that had gone into captivity under Jeconiah, and they were seeking the Lord. But the ones that were left in Jerusalem and Egypt, they didn't find any need for him. And sometimes when I was looking at that, you know, we spoke last week and we talked about the crown of rejoicing, where the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth souls is wise. And the Lord took me back even to Genesis and the book of Genesis in chapter 2. Verse number 9, where God identifies two trees. There was one tree that was the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and the other tree that was recognized and stated was the tree of life. So all the way from the beginning, there was death and there was life. There was good and there was bad. There was light and there was darkness. And what he was showing me is with the children that were stayed in Jerusalem, they were trying to establish their own righteousness. They didn't find a need for God. A matter of fact, in Romans chapter 10, verse 3, the Word of God says, they being ignorant of God's righteousness have gone about to establish their own righteousness and have not submitted to the righteousness of God. Okay? Are you following me? So what he showed me there, and then he took me to Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, and in paradise, in heaven, there's no tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but there is the tree of life. So this tree is going to be gone. But what I'm trying to get into our hearts today is to have a Jeremiah 24/7 heart. A whole heart. After God, not half-heartedness, but to seek the Lord with our whole heart. You know, the Bible says to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you. So as we look at this today, we're looking at becoming the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen. So I want to focus your attention to Jeremiah 24, verse number 7, that says, I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart. Whole heart. So the title of this morning's message is a Jeremiah 24/7 heart. The three things I want to share with you today is God is saying to you and I through his word today that we need to renew the way we think, to return to the Lord, and then he will restore unto us. Amen? So we're going to look at renewing, returning, and restoring. Amen? Should be simple and easy to follow. Everybody with me? Amen. So let's lift the word together. Can we make a declaration in the house today? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, for I'm listening. My ears are open and my heart is receptive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me for a time such as now. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. And again, Lord, I pray like Isaiah prayed. Send the angel to the altar, Father God. May the angel take those tongs and those coals, and may they place those coals upon my lips, because I'm a man of unclean lips, Father God. May the word of God flow through this vessel today, bringing life to everyone that hears it, Father God. May each and every one that is gathered here today be edified, encouraged, and comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, all glory, honor, and praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. 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 You know, the other day I was at the park and I was running and I was reflecting on what the Lord wants to say. And one thing, when the Lord wants to speak to the body of believers and he uses a vessel to speak, there's something that he wants to get it inside of me. He says, don't tell somebody to do something that you're not going to do. In other words, you take and you put application to your life first, and then you can speak it for it. But if you ain't applying it, go teach on a different subject that you're applying, all right? In other words, don't be a speaker, but be a doer of what God says. And when I was looking at that, he was reminding me that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And as we put on the armor of God, he gives us a shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. And there's fiery darts that are constantly flowing towards children of God. And what he was speaking to me about is if the fiery darts he said that, let me see, it's a spear that hits you between the ears. In other words, it's your mind. It's your mind. Your mind is the battlefield. Every time Satan comes in with something, he brings it into your mind the way we think. So in other words, what God is saying, if I'm not going to be conformed to this world, but I'm going to be transformed, I've got to renew my mind. I got to change the way I think. I had stinking thinking, and now I got to have God thinking. I got to let my mind align with God's word. And as my mind aligns with God's word, then I speak. And out of the abundance of my heart, the mouth speaks. Then I speak and I walk in the authority of God. Because every last one that's in this room is under authority to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He has called everyone by name. There's not an accident that there's one of you here today, because God has a plan and a purpose in your life. He says, for I know the plans and the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for good. Thoughts and plans not for evil, to give you hope and expected end. So God has a plan for every hearer today. What will determine is what we do with what God has to say to us today. In other words, I'm not here just to speak some words to be heard by man, or to have some cunning little thoughts or some cliches or different speeches or different things to try to make you laugh or try to make you feel good, because he sent his word, and with the word came life and the abundance thereof. So as we speak this word and we get this word inside of us, all of a sudden it'll manifest on the outward man what's taking place on the inside. Remember, God always works from the inside out. He's not working from the outside in, so he's getting ready to do something in every heart and every life in the room. Amen. I don't know about you, but that makes me feel good. Amen. That I'm not just here just to spend some time. I'm not here because that's what we do on Sunday. I'm here because God has a plan for my life. And the adversaries tried to come and steal it. And God's come to give it to me. So I've got a battle that's going on. And this is the major battlefield right here. Amen. It's at the battlefield's in the mind. Because the devil always constantly wants to question God. When Satan came to Adam and Eve, when he came to Eve in the garden, he said the reason that God doesn't want you to eat now that tree of knowledge of good and evil, because you're going to be just like God. Oh, you're going to establish your own righteousness. You're not going to need him. No matter how God is working in my heart and life, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. God's in me. But God says this, I still got to be connected to the source. Amen. I still got to stay connected to the source. He didn't call me to be God. There's only one God. But he called me and you to be vessels to be used for his glory and for his honor and for God to work through. Amen. So here we go. You ready? First thing we want to do is we want to renew our minds. So look with me in Ephesians chapter 4 and let's see where we can go. Amen. Let's go to Ephesians 4, verse number 22, that says that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. Remember when we talked about seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. They were ignorant of God's righteousness. They were going about to establish their own righteousness and had not submitted to the righteousness of God. So in other words, in my mindset, to be renewed in my mind, I have to recognize that I have been created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. That when God created me, when he breathed life into you and I, even when we were in our mother's womb, the prophet said God knew our name and the very hairs on our head were numbered, that God had a plan from the very beginning before we ever manifested ourselves in the natural. There was already a plan in the spiritual. God always speaks in the spiritual before he ever manifested in the natural. So what he is saying to you and I, if we're not going to be conformed to this world but be transformed, we've got to renew our mind because we are created in the image of God with righteousness and holiness. In other words, our righteousness, the Bible says, is like filthy rags. You and I have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen? And in other words, I can't do what Jesus did, but I can enter into his finished work. Amen? In other words, he already did it. When he said it was finished, it was already complete. I don't have to do it again. I'm thankful that I don't have to go to the cross and die. How about you? But I've got to let that old man die because I had stinking thinking. Hello? It probably was just me. You know, so he's saying that we're going to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Turn to Colossians 3, verse number 10. Talks about putting on. I don't know, but every morning when I get out of bed, every morning, I have to put on Jesus. Hello? And in other words, I have to make a choice every day. He gave me a free will, and he gave you a free will, so it's my choice. Every day, I choose to put on Jesus. I choose that. It's my choice. God isn't going to make me do it. If he made me do it, he wouldn't have gave me a free will. He didn't call us to be robots. He gave us minds of our own that we could choose to serve him. That it's our choice. But he says in Colossians 3:7, that put on the new man, which is renewed, and the knowledge after the image of him that created him. According to Ephesians 4, we were created in what? Righteousness and true holiness. Amen. So we're being renewed in the mind after the image of him that created him. We're being renewed every day. Every day I have to renew the way I think. Let me tell you what, the old man comes back every day. Amen? He rises his ugly head. Amen? So if I have to renew my mind, well, how am I going to do that? We'll turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse number 16. The apostle Paul writes to the church of Corinth in his second letter. He says, which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Day by day. This is a daily experience. And it ain't going to work with a weekly experience. My mind is renewed day and day. And then he says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. In other words, in our text today, in Jeremiah 24, the ones that were in bondage in Babylon, under the Chaldeans, were seeking the Lord. Why? Because they were going through affliction. The ones that were on the mountaintop in Jerusalem, they didn't need him. They had it together. So they were establishing their own righteousness and not submitting themselves to the righteousness of God. That's why he said that one basket was good figs and the other basket was evil figs or bad figs that were, he called them, in the King James, he called them naughty figs. They were naughty. Amen. And in other words, what we said at the beginning, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. So when you're going through something in your life, thank Jesus. Sometimes he has allowed things to come into your life to get your attention. Hello? You know, I shared with my testimony. I'm going to share that. I don't know why the Lord wants me to do this, but I want to share this. He just told me to. And a lot of people say, Pastor, you share that testimony too much. Well, just listen to me. It's for someone. You know, at my life, I was raised in a Christian home. My dad was a pastor. My granddad was a pastor. My granddaddy pioneered 12 AG churches. And every Easter, I would go to my dad's church and I'd give my heart to Jesus. On Monday, I'd go back to doing what I was doing. I was like the riding down life's highway, and there was Jesus. He was on the side of the road, and he was hitchhiking. I'd slide over, and I'd pick Jesus up, take him for a ride with me. And when everything got all right, I'd open the door and say, I don't need you. I'm going on. And I'd go through something else in my life, and I'd pull over to the side of the road, and I'd pick Jesus up again. Pick me up some Jesus. When things started working out for me and things were going okay, I'd let Jesus go. But on October the 12th, 1997, there was something that was different in my life. I was riding down life's highway. I was in my bedroom, but I was riding down life's highway, and there was Jesus on the side of the road. That day, I pulled over to pick him up, but there was something that happened that I didn't do any other time. That day, I slid over and I gave him the wheel. In other words, on that day, I just didn't ask Jesus to be my Savior. I asked him to be the Lord of my life. Amen? And that's what God is saying to you and I. God is looking for a 24/7 heart, a heart that would wholeheartedly seek him. You know, he's talking about renewing the way we think. I got to change the way I think, and I can only change the way I think by getting into the Word of God and allowing God's Word to renew the way I think. You know, in other words, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Amen. If you just put that to practice in your life, it may change a lot of things. It may change the way you look at things, the way that we address things, that we'll address them in a more godly manner. That as God's Word, hey, listen to me. Sanctification is a process that takes your entire lifetime. There is no one that's arrived. Amen? There's no one that's arrived. We're all a work in progress. Amen? And in other words, when you mess up, it's not the time to quit. It's the time to press in. Amen? Because what the adversary will try to do, he'll try to change your mind and change the way you're thinking and try to take you back to that old man and the old ways. Amen? But you have to remind yourself, I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen? And now, in other words, I've got to just renew the way I think. Secondly, if I'm renewing the way that I'm thinking, when I look at that, that means, secondly, I need to return unto the Lord. Amen? In other words, when I fall off the path and I mess up, I've got to return. You know, when I gave my heart to Jesus, he removed my sins as far as the east is the west, from the west, never to be remembered again. He gave me this package deal. But after I know to do right and I do wrong because that sinful nature man that's in me, that's where my iniquity comes in. And I have just asked the Lord to forgive me. Amen. Because every time I do wrong, I get convicted. He speaks to me. He tells me. And I'm not saying that I'm a perfect man. I acknowledge him all the time. But I'm learning. I'm learning. So what he was saying to the children, you know, he was saying to the children, that you'll find me when you seek me with your whole heart. So return unto me, and I'll return to you. You know, he said, the Word of God says, draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you. Or draw near. The King James says nigh. And you say, well, what's that mean? Draw near unto me, and I will draw near unto you. He says, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Why? Because a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So if we're talking about seeking God and his righteousness, there's none righteous but him. We have the righteousness of Jesus Christ, but we're growing and we're learning in God's word. And Hosea chapter 6, verse number 1, the word of God says, come and let us return unto the Lord. For he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us, and the third day he will raise us up. And we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Just as we see the spring rain and the fall rain that comes on the earth, the Lord comes in the same manner, in the same way. He was speaking to me something. I will give them a heart to know me. Know me. Not know about me, but to know me. To know me. In other words, when I know God, and God is love, when there's things that come that people say and people do that do not belong to me, I know it's not God speaking because he doesn't talk to me in that way. He doesn't condemn me. When God comes, he comes in love and mercy and grace. Amazing love.
Joy to honor you in all I do. I
Amen.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit lives within me because you died and rose again.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You know, when I was studying this, I was looking at this. The Lord laid another one on my heart. It was Psalms 51. And Barbara Judy, created me a clean heart.
Created me a clean heart, oh God. And renew a right spirit within me. Created me a clean heart, oh God. And renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.
Amen. See, that's the whole theme of this message today, is to create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, O God. Take not your spirit away from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with the free spirit, and renew the right spirit within me. Amen. So he says to renew our minds. We return to the Lord. And Hosea 14:1, the word of God says, O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so we will render the calves of our lips. In other words, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will begin to speak. So what is he saying? Create in me.
Create in me a clean heart, oh God. And renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, oh God. And renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, oh God. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.
Amen. So first, what he wants to do, he wants to renew our minds, the way that we look and the way that we see him. This takes place by us returning to the Lord with our whole heart, and then he will restore unto us. He'll restore everything the adversary has stolen. Look with me in Joel chapter 2, verse number 25. He says, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, and the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, and the great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that have dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Amen? Amen. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto the salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and to the Greek. Amen. God wants to restore what the adversary has stolen. Amen. You know, as David, King David, when he messed up with Bathsheba and Uriah, he went before the throne of God. He said, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." That means he had lost his joy. It didn't need to be restored unless it had been lost. And some of you have lost the joy of the Lord in your life. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. And you need to ask the Lord, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit." Amen. And uphold me with the Holy Spirit. In other words, to strengthen me and to keep me and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. I'm a word man. You know, if I was going to go to a courthouse as a attorney or something, I would prove the fact. I would prove it according to God's word. God will establish everything that's said. Amen. We're here to establish God's word. The word of God says in 2 Corinthians 3:16, we're talking about renewing our mind, returning to the Lord, and then he's going to restore. The word of God says, "Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." We're being transformed into the image of Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Amen. We're submitting to the righteousness of God. Amen. God is saying to you and I in closing today, what is he saying to you and I? He is saying in the word today in Jeremiah 24:7, he says, "And I will give them a heart to know me." Not just know about me, but to know me. Amen. You know, I was reminded of something there. In 1 Samuel, when God was calling Samuel, when Samuel heard the God calling him, he went to his teacher Eli. He said, "Master, did you call me?" He says, "No, I didn't go back to bed." And he called him again. And Samuel came to him again and said, "Master, did you call me?" He said, "No, I didn't call you. Go back to bed." And he came to him a third time. He said, "Master, did you call me?" He said, "No, I didn't call you. Go back to bed." And then Eli thought, he said, "But the Lord must be calling you." In other words, God spoke to Samuel through a familiar voice. The voice sounded just like his master Eli. Sometimes God says you'll know his voice. "My sheep know my voice." And he said, next time, just ask him when he says, "Call you," just say, "Here I am, Lord." And the Bible says that God called Samuel. This time he said, "Samuel, Samuel." Amen. He was called by name. Just like God called every one of us. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises like some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. What is God saying to you and I in closing today? He is saying, "Hey, will you allow me to change the way you think? Will you return to me with your whole heart?" He said, you know what he said? He said, "I'd rather you be hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I want to vomit you. I want to spew you out of my mouth." See, God's a jealous God. You know, in Deuteronomy, the word of God says God's name is jealous. He's jealous for you. He's jealous for me. You know, he wants the best for you and I in our lives. Amen. I know it grieves God's heart when I mess up, but in His love, He just pours out His love towards me. That it's that love that draws me back. You know, when if somebody yelled at me or ridiculed me or knocked me down, it doesn't draw me to them. What draws me to Him is love and compassion. And when God speaks to us, He speaks to us in love. And all He's saying to you and I as His body, as His children, He says, I want to renew you. I want to renew your mind. Will you return to me with your whole heart? Then I'll restore unto you everything that the enemy has stolen. You see, the adversary has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But God came to give you and I life and the abundance thereof. What an offer. Does it make sense to receive it? Bow your heads and let us pray.